Drysdale Vignette, Christmas Legends 2, 3, 2, 1. Legends abound about the origin of the Christmas tree. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. I'll have more about it in a moment. 3, 2, 1. The Christmas tree is first met with in Germany about the time of Luther. Popular tradition, not corroborated by any evidence, ascribes its introduction to the great reformer himself. The earliest definite mention of it as an established custom is in an anonymous manuscript dated 1605. It does not seem to have been generally common till far into the 18th century. It was more popular in Protestant than in Roman Catholic communities, and until the early 1900s, it scarcely existed in some rural parts of Bavaria. Originally a pure domestic institution, it gradually found its way into churches, and at Munich it even invaded the cemetery, where on Christmas Eve the graves were decked with holly and mistletoe and sometimes a little Christmas tree with its gleaming lights. Leisurely, by the middle of the 19th century, the Christmas tree had become almost universal throughout Germany. It was set up in almost every house, rich and poor, even where there were only elderly people. From thence it spread throughout the greater part of Christendom. The first one in England was set up at Penshanger in 1829 by a German lady, Princess Lieven. The tree was only naturalized in England after one was set up at Windsor Castle by Prince Albert in 1841. In the same year, it is said to have been introduced into Paris, and 50 years later, between 30 and 35,000 trees were sold in that city in one season. I'm Art Drysdale.